So on the Bi'ul Chametz on Friday morning, the Bi'ul Chametz. Yeah. So when you say Kol Chamira veChamira deIkar b'Shusi, so you're going to say a Bitul Chametz, the Bitul Chametz or the Bi'ul Chametz that you're going to the Bitul Chametz that you're going to recite after. So you say it twice. Normally you say it after the Bdikas Chametz by night, and then following the burning in the morning. This year, however, you will not recite anything after the burning on Friday morning. You will not recite anything. You'll not say anything. You'll just burn the chametz, and you leave it like this. You're going to say the Kol Chamira veChamira deIkar b'Shusi. That paragraph will be said on Shabbos morning before the Sof Zman. Whether you are or you're not getting rid of anything, perhaps you're not getting rid of anything anymore at that stage, but if you would be getting rid of something, that will be the point. I think it's 10:25 this year. When is it?
24.
Right, okay. Is that Sof Zman Achila? So when is Sof Zman? So whatever it is, I'm not sure what the time is. When you're physically not allowed to... Yes, yeah, it depends on that. Yeah. So when you are physically removing the last bits and pieces of chametz, that's when, after that, you're going to say Kol Chamira veChamira deIkar b'Shusi on Sunday morning. There is no bracha to be said at that stage.
Shabbos morning.
Thursday night, after the B'dikas chametz, you will say the paragraph which is in the Machzor. Yeah, after the bracha, you search, and then you recite the paragraph after looking thoroughly for the chametz you're going to say the first time. That one excludes all the chametz you're still going to be eating over the...
And you say the bracha as well before?
You say the b'dikas chametz as usual, yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Good, okay.
The bracha we make on Thursday night?
Yes, the b'dikas chametz.
What's the earliest someone can do that bracha?
I'll be a chametz.
Yeah.
So we do. We are makpid to wait for nacht, for nightfall.
Okay. I mean, can there someone say a month before?
No. Where so the takana. So although that it's a good question, because it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says you could do b'dikas chametz already from a month before.
Yeah,
so you could do b'dikas chametz. B'dikas chametz is a valid b'dikas chametz. However, the takana of the bracha was only established on Leil B'dikas Chametz. So you can do B'dikas Chametz tonight, as well as the last 30 days, but they will be without a bracha.
So why is it different this year?
So the answer is that this year Chachamim established the Takonos, the B'dikas Chametz is on Thursday night, because you can't do B'dikas Chametz, really, you can't do it properly on Shabbos. So therefore, Chachamim, the bracha has been established on for the Leil B'dikas Chametz. Now, I never really understood. It's a good question. I never really understand why is it that you could do B'dikas Chametz, a valid B'dikas Chametz, before the Leil B'dikas Chametz. I could have done from Purim onwards. I can do B'dikas Chametz, and many people do that effectively. They do B'dikas Chametz from Purim onwards already, but the bracha is only to be recited on. Why is it no bracha? Why is it no bracha? We can't takonas chachamim. Why is it no bracha? I'm not sure, but that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. So. That's how we do it. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we are tonight. I found it so interesting. We're going to be learning something about Tanis Bechoris. I think it's amazing. It's really amazing. Isn't that amazing? We're going to have Tanis Bechoris. I think it's really interesting. Okay. Okay. So first, I want to just finish off about the Sif Yud. Let me just start from Sif Yud onwards again. Page 52. Simatov Kuf Nalef. Yesh Mishayim Shenagim Shalechal Basa Biyom Manis Korim. Again, we spoke not having meat in those days. Alright. However, the food, which is the dish which is cooked with it, that's the dish which is cooked with the meat, that's okay according to some. You're not allowed to have chicken in the 9 days. So don't say meat is meat proper. And chicken would be excluded. No. Chicken is also considered meat. Meat which is heavily salted, and therefore you have thought perhaps it's like refrigerated. It's like,
biltong. Biltong, South African.
What's that?
It's heavily salted meat, but it's not really like a piece of meat that you could eat with potatoes. It's kind of hard. It's like you chew it, and it's more of a
Right.
It's raw, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. That's also included. You also can't have that in the 9 days. V'yayin toses, and that's freshly pressed grape juice is also similarly also. What's the wine that you're allowed to have? That's yayin avdola. Mutalishto is yayin avdola. The wine which you drink by avdola is fine, because I'm also benching. What about Friday night wine? Obviously, that goes without saying. Friday night wine is for sure okay. Kiddush wine is for sure okay. So why does it say, why is Abdullah over here mentioned and not Friday night? Exactly. Friday night goes without saying, that's Shabbos. Shabbos morning goes without saying, it's Shabbos. Abdullah, you would have thought perhaps it's already, you know, considered weekday. No, you can have it. However, it doesn't go as simple as that. Because the Shulchan Aruch continues, some are stringent not to have by Havdalah wine. And the minhag is to give it to a tinoik. Now, I'm going to refrain from translating it literally. How would you translate literally tinoik? What's literally a translation of tinoik? Baby. It doesn't mean that here. Said, you give it to a, how should we translate it over here? You give the wine to a young child. That's probably more accurate. So you give it to a young child. Now, what's the problem with that child that you give it to? Why do you give it to a minor? He's not bar chiyuv yet. However, you can't give it to somebody who's too young, because if he's too young, then what? If you give it to 3-year-old, okay, I suppose there's a health issue, but besides a lachik issue as well. No bar chinuch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, noisim letinuch shigia lechinuch. You've got to give it to a child who's gigi lechinuch. If he's not gigi lechinuch yet, if he's not obligated in the chinuch of havdala yet, then you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of drinking to a child who is not obligated in Havdalah yet. So you've got to have that threshold. It can't be post bar mitzvah, can't have wine. Can't have under higia lechinuch, because then it's as if you're pouring it down the drain and he's not drinking it. You've got to have some connection to the mitzvah and he's doing it. So what's that age? So he needs to be higia lechinuch, so he needs to be meaningful to him, but he's not bar mitzvah yet. So what age is that? I think older than that. I would have thought it's older than that. Don't know what your thoughts are. I think 9, 10. I think maybe 8, bright child, but...
Is this the remark?
It is indeed.
Why do we need to go to these... Why do we just say, for those that are machmir, just do Chamor Medina? Why do we need to go to such...
It's a good question. That's a really good question. So it carries on. Yeah. Because it says as follows. Elonoistim letinoik, v'mokom deleketinoik, if there's no child, then mutter ve'atzmo lishtois, Havdalah, he could drink it himself. You're asking a good question. Why is it that we don't just tell him another alternative option? Don't go for wine. What if Havdalah, you could have Chama Medina. What's Chama Medina? What's qualified as Chama Medina? Yeah, anything which has got a certain Chama Medina, which is a pop, chosh, a nice drink. So, pardon? Yeah. Okay, what is qualified as a choshva drink? Tropicana. What's choshva? What's
beer? Without the bits. Yeah.
Without the bits?
Yeah,
kind of
the bits.
Yeah. Okay, so without going to the shadow of what Chama Medina is, well, you're asking a very good question. I didn't think about that. It's a really good question. Why don't we say, instead of giving it to a child and having that interesting solution of, you know, give it to a child, pre-bar mitzvah, higia lechinuch. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Na'ayin, lo yistim letinuk shigia lechinuch, v'ishteroi v'akoyv, the child must drink the majority of the cup. V'davkim lo yigia adayin lis aben Yerushalayim. V'davkim b'zeh shu mitzvah, he must be ready. So he's going to have that threshold. Now, I want to think about your question. So I think the answer to your question is, I think that Rabbi said, you hear the question, why not just give him a Chama Medina, which is okay? So I think the answer is as follows. I think because Chama Medina is a b'diavet, it's okay, it's perfectly fine. But I believe that l'chadchili should have wine, so it's a justified b'diavet. It's fine. You're certain yotze, etc., etc. But it should ideally have wine or grape juice for Havdalah. So I suppose, maybe I'll suppose the answer is going to be that we want to have an opportunity of doing the lechatchila as opposed to giving it to. So it's better to do it lechatchila by giving it to a child, at least you're doing the mitzvah with the proper ingredients, as opposed to doing with the chamam adin, which is a b'diavet, and an adult can drink it. I suppose that's the answer, but it's a good question. It's a good question. Does he say anything on the sides over here?
Okay.
What's your meaning about cider? Is everybody, how do you do it? You give it to you have, because he says if it's okay to have it yourself and eat neat peek and drink it yourself. Some of them meaning to do that. Some people are, they go with the opinion that Havdalah is part of the Shabbos, just like on Shabbos you're allowed to have wine. So Havdalah is part of that. It depends very much on the lomdus of what Havdalah is. Is Havdalah part of the halachas of Shabbos? Is Havdalah part of? Do you remember there's a discussion when we learned Havdalah? There was a discussion about women making Havdalah themselves, and there was a strong opinion that held that women can't do Havdalah. It's a machlokes. But there we find the machlokes as to whether women are obligated in all the Shabbos mitzvahs. So that would be therefore could be that women are obligated in Havdalah. If that's the case, then if it's part of Hilchas Shabbos, then that would mean that you're allowed to have Havdalah also even if it's on wine in the 9 days, because it's part of Shabbos. So it's depending on that machlokes a little bit. So Rabbi said, the point being that there are many people, I believe, drink the wine on Matzah Shabbos Chazon. Okay, Rabbi said, we carry on. Here we go. Rabbi Yisai, back to what are the permitted circumstances to have meat and wine in the 9 days? So we've spoken extensively about Shabbos. We've even covered Avdolah. The additional examples are Sudas Mitzvah, such as Mila, Pidina Ben, Sium Maseches, Vesudas Erzin. May eat meat and drink wine. But don't add more. What does he mean, don't add more? What is he referring to, don't add more? What is he referring to, don't add more? Small what? Oh. Oh, that's it. Precisely that. Shloi lehoisiv says the Mishnah, once I've gotten ayin vav. I'm going to go back to earlier point in a minute. Shloi lehoisiv, haynu mishloi bomach mas kurva oy ava reim rak lechol velishtois. He says, make sure that only minimum people come. Social distancing at its very best. Bubble of six, the rule of six. Just invite your very few. If you're making a bris milah, only the closest relatives. If you're making a bar mitzvah, only the closest family, says the Mishnah Berurah. Don't add shloi loisiv. You can only have meaty. Yes, the father can have, the uncles, the brothers, the siblings, you can all come and join and have meaty. But don't be moisiv. Don't add additional, your 250 other people that is on you, that's right. Just don't, they won't come. Nothing happens. People who are not closely associated with the Simcha, they may not come. Every night, yeah, it's quite common, yeah. So that is absolutely, that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says, what the Ramah says. Don't do that. So they can't really. So that's the halachic reason why it doesn't work. You know the flashy restaurants where every night have siyums? Here, there you go. That won't help because you can't. It's now Now, about the siyum. Going back to the siyum, okay? So what qualifies as a siyum? Would it be okay to learn faster to get to make a siyum? Where's that fiyum up to? Anybody?
You know, you could just go without horiyos, couldn't you?
That's true, just to get, what do you say? Shkolim Gimel. Oh, so one second, you finished Pesachim? 2 days ago, right. So would it be okay to slow down the pace and make a siyum? So here is the point, Rabbi Yisai. Pardon? Close enough? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, here is the question. So I would like to suggest, I saw this point, because the question really is relevant 2 times a year. When is it relevant?
Tomorrow.
On Tanis B'chayres, as well as in the 9 days. Can you play around with the scheduling of a siyum? And it's relevant again. It comes within the 9 days. So say you're just about to finish, you're hurrying up to finish. 9 days, siyum, when I can have miti. And the second time a year that it's relevant is when you want to do it with regards to a siyum. You want to patel if you're a b'chayr, or you want to help others who are b'chayim, you want to make a siyum on Tanis B'chayres. Pardon? So, now, you're right. So, you're right. There is in many ways Tanis B'chayim is molin. However, I believe it's true to say that if we are trying to identify what is considered to assume, L'chayres should be the same parameters. So, there are leniencies with regards to Tanis B'chayim, of course. But if it's assumed, it's assumed. If it's not assumed, it's not assumed. I think. Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Vesudas mitzvah, but mitziv koken ein gimel. Siyum aseches mikol mokim. Im loy nizdamen belimudoy asiyum. If you're not getting to that place, to assume is not really scheduled. Loy maya, do not hurry. Or ye aches, slow down, b'shul zeh, to enable to make assume. Don't. If it happens to be you're making a siyum, then very good. But don't play around with don't push it off, don't hurry up. If it's a siyum, it's a siyum. That's true with regards to 9 days, and that's probably true with regards to Tanis B'chayim as well. I happened to see today, as I was looking through that God a little bit, I saw Rabbi Anleib Steinman, and he was asked the question, and he says, with regards to Tanis B'chayim, and he says that delaying is always a problem. Delaying is always a problem, but to hurry up, he says, hurrying up, you're learning faster. Very good, why not? So it's good to hurry up and learn more and cover more ground. He says, very good. He's not quoting this Mishnah over here. And so I wasn't sure, you know, is it perhaps different? Tanis B'chayim to 9 days, I'm not sure. He says, hurrying up is always good.
You're kind of doing a tovah to the timber, aren't you? Because it's very difficult.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
There's a toy with a tibra element to which you don't have by the nine days, it's just, you know, if you have a ride, you can have a meet sooner than that day. But basically, you're not actually, there's no intrinsic kind of value to the olam.
Yeah. He's saying, with regards to Tanis B'chayim, you know, you're helping out, if you're B'chayim yourself, or there's others around, you're making assume for others. Yeah, so I don't know if Aaron Leibis is B'chayim on the Mishnah Berurah, or there's a difference between the 9 days and Tanis B'chayres. But what's of interest is the following next point as well. He says, if you normally don't make a siyum, so you can't make a siyum at this opportunity. So in other words, if you don't normally make siyumim, yeah, when you finish masechta, you don't normally make a siyum. You just say, you know, you just carry on to the next masechta. Then don't now, suddenly you're making a siyum in the 9 days. Whoa, I'm making a grand flashing meal. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. If you always make a meal, fine. If you never make a meal, don't make a meal now. Yeah. Yeah, I think that should be okay according to all opinions. Because. I know, but you might say you're learning. You're mar betoire. You're learning. So that's. I think that should be fine. I think the scheduling is more of a problem. If you're learning something which you're learning anyway, and you're scheduling in a way to learn something in order to make a siyum, I don't think it's a problem.
Presumably this thing of quickening up or slowing down, would you referring dafka to the shakra batara? Because let's say, oh, we're going to slow down now, but we're going to do more restraining.
Yeah,
down,
I don't know.
We're we've been marvel the Torah, but we're slowing down that.
So good question.
So is the Mishnah Berurah taking the gearing of the Eichas or the Kamos? If it's just gearing the Kamos to the rather than the Eichas, then you can be mashlim with the Rav. What he was saying, which was the Gadol Hador that said that you can rush it if you want to.
You can speak. Be honest, there, man.
It's very on the basis that you're not being mamar. If you're just doing extra quantity, you're not being mamar it. You're not rushing it. You're just squeezing more into you. You're squeezing more of the same quality.
Probably, yeah. Just a couple of short stories which I saw today in this regard. The Pcham Kanevsky, I got a very interesting. So Pcham Kanevsky is going to do machlokes as to whether you're in Tanis Bechoyres. Whether you do, there's one opinion that holds that you do on Friday as well. Friday, most people say Tanis Bechoyres Thursday. Some say it's on Friday this year. So the last time this happened was, well, I don't know if it was last time, could be 2 times ago. I think Tovshin Ayin Beis, could that be Tovshin Ayin? When was it?
1983.
Okay, so I'm not quite sure when he. So he says that he was learning Bava. He was making a siyum. He was a Bechor. Abraham Kanevsky is the oldest son of the stipler. So he made a siyum like he does every year, makes a siyum. Made a siyum on Thursday. On next subsequent day, on Friday, he made a siyum. And what Masechta was it? Bava Basa. 170. How many tapim is it? 100. So his Avomishai, his son, asked him, you know, why did you, you know, Miles got 22 daf, you know, why do you have to go for, the, you know, the largest masechta in Shas? He said, just want to see if I can do it in one day. Just wanted to see if I can do it in one day. So that's on Chaim Kanievsky on Erev Pesach. Now, also a very nice story. So in this, mamash about this Mishtibu, I was so excited because mamash the Mishtibu we're learning now. The Pcham Kanevsky in the earlier days, we're going back, I remember those, it was 20 years ago, when Pcham Kanevsky wasn't, he used to go to every single Sunday course as he was invited. Towards those years, do you remember those years? It was known he could go any Sunday course, he had his own thing, tell us what he did for the Klal, he wrote letters to everybody, and he'd go for Sunday course wherever you invite him in Eretz Yisrael. Tzfas, Tver, wherever you invite him, he would go, Elat not, because he felt that Elat is not in Eretz Yisrael. But otherwise, he would invite him, Tzvas, he would go, he would go to Sunday course. Because he felt that's what he has to do for the cloud, because he's not such a darshan, he doesn't get, he felt that's what the letters and Sunday course. So Abraham Kanievsky, when he would be driven, this stopped already a while ago, it stopped because it was too much. But for many years, Abraham Kanevsky would go to every Sunday course, wherever in Eretz Yisrael he was invited. So when the driver would take him, so at times, he would ask for a cup of water. He drives, it's fast, takes a good few hours, he would ask for a cup of water. And it was a bit out of the norm of Abraham Kanevsky to ask for a cup of water, maybe even a bit of mezonos, maybe even something to eat. It was a cup of water and I think something to eat as well. Drink. So it was a bit out of character of Abraham Kanevsky to ask for food and drink. So he asked him once, why is Abraham asking? Abraham said, because I just finished the masechta. So as we're driving, they finished one masechta after the other masechta. And every couple of hours, Abraham Kanevsky finished the masechta. And then he said, but the Mishnah says, you can only make a siyum on Erev Pesach in the 9 days, if you always make a siyum, then it warrants you to. But if you don't normally make a siyum when you finish masechta, then you can't make a siyum. No, the Erev Pesach, and in the 9 days you can't make. He doesn't qualify because you don't normally bother making a siyum. Sure. So therefore, he made sure that even after every hour, every few hours, whenever masechta, he made sure to have a cup of water and something to eat because that warrants. Then when he does, whenever he finishes masechta, he can make a siyum. So I think that's interesting. I'm connected. That's mamash this mishnah over here. Yes, that's that. Yeah, that's yeah. I've always said we covered this evening that grape juice is also in the 9 days. We spoke about Havdalah. Havdalah is also many a machmir, not to have the wine of Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos Chazon. Some are leaning to give it to the child who is pre-bar mitzvah, post-igya lechinuch. If there isn't that kind of child available, then the Gemara is mekil, and he says you can drink it yourself. Now, with regards to Suda's mitzvah, the following circumstances apply that a person is allowed to make a siyum. And that is, mila pidin aben siyum, asachas and siddhas erusin, you're allowed to have meat and drink wine. The Mishnebu does qualify only those who are closely affiliated and associated with the simcha. Otherwise, you don't invite more than that. You can't have meat. and wine. Now, what is exactly called Siyum Maseches? So Mishmur says, only if it really literally happens on that day, don't schedule it differently. He also says, you can only make a Siyum on in the 9 days if you're always ensure to make a Siyum. If you don't make a Siyum normally, then don't... What? If you don't normally make a Siyum, then you can't make a Siyum in the 9 days. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, that's it, what we wanted to... that's it for this evening. I suppose, considering the fact that tomorrow is... Leil B'dikas Chometz, I suppose that we're not going to be seeing each other now for... until Isur Chag Yim Hashem. Isur Chag is... Monday night. Sunday night is Monday night, Mitzvah.
The kosher festivities are the weekend.
I don't even know.
Easter Monday.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So we call it Yisro Chag, but it probably may be the same day. So Rabbi Yisrael, I wish you all a kosher on Pesach, a good Yom Tov. Shabbat Shalom. Mishmizoch Tivin. Asvachim and Apsachim. Hashem on this year still. Yeah.